To contact us here at the Super Duper Show, just type in Super Duper Show on Facebook, connect with us on our page, or drop us an email at superduper@aol.com.
Come, son of Jarrell, kneel before Zod!
Snoochie Boochies!
It's the Super Duper Show with your hosts, T.O. Allen, Darren Williams, and Raymond Perez. The Super Duper Show is a keen insight of the world of comic books, graphic novels, movies, sci-fi, and the whole thing called fanboy culture. Okay, it's me, TL, here at Free Comic Book Day at Comic Envy, talking to Evan Don, writer, artist of Rice Boy. Great comic, man.
Thank you.
This story, where does all this come from?
Well, about 4 years ago, I started making a sort of poorly planned fantasy adventure story, and I've just sort of built it on top of itself, so now I have a big, fairly developed world, and I'm working on my second really large project called Order of Tales, set in that world.
Wow.
So no real forethought, just sort of built on top of it, what I already had.
So when you're coming up with a world like that, has this like been meditated even further when you first started?
Not really. When I started, I was just sort of starting with a bunch of vague ideas of what the characters would look like. And I think you can tell at the beginning of the story that it's really loose and doesn't make a lot of sense. But I'm getting better.
Don't tell no one that, man. Makes sense to me.
But the thing that I'm working on now, I started planning about a year before I started it. So it's much tighter. And planning is important, but probably not necessary.
Now, with the new project, is it one story or different stories coming from that universe?
It's one story in that universe. I also periodically make like short stories set in the same world, but Order of Tales is one big story, and I will probably be done with it in August, so it's about 2.5 years of work.
Now, is this your first time into comics, or your first time just creating it, having complete control over everything?
I've been drawing my whole life, and I've been doing little doodly comics for a long time, but only in the last 4 years have I been doing serious stuff. I've been drawing my whole life.
What got you to do it yourself, independently?
Well, I started Rice Boy, and I just wanted to show it to people. I publish it online as a webcomic at rice-boy.com. And I just put it there for people to read it, and I just kept putting it there, and then people kept reading it, and now I have books, and people want to buy them, so.
Now, other than comic book stores, can we also buy the Rice Boy book on your website?
Yeah, it is primarily available on my website. I don't go through many retailers.
Smart, though.
But, yeah, more money that way.
There you go. So what else do you have? You're going to be at Heroes Convention or any other conventions
locally,
you want to
look? Locally, I'm going to be at Fanaticon in Asheville in a couple weeks, and I'll be at HeroesCon in Charlotte. And then I'm going to be at SPX, Small Press Expo in Maryland, and the Alternative Press Expo in San Francisco.
Awesome, man.
That's a long way away. So.
Actually, it'll come really quick, though, for you. Thanks a lot. I can't wait for the next project coming out.
Thanks, man.
Oh, when's the date? Do you have
a date for
the Tales?
Order of Tales, it's probably going to be done in August, and then I'm going to start my next big thing that month.
Wow.
So
all right.
It's coming up.
Can't wait. It's going to be some good reading. Thanks again, man.
Down a 1,000 feet.
You're listening to the Super Duper Show on Main FM 103.5 LP. Or listen to us online on mainfm.org. ITL again here at Fanaticon, and I am proud to interview Eisner winner Hope Larson. How are you, Hope?
I'm doing great, thanks.
This is really great. I've been a fan from afar. Me and my girl, we just love your work and so forth. So we're glad to see you here at this comic book convention here in Asheville. So what brought you here? You're an Asheville native?
Yeah, I'm from Asheville. I moved away after high school and then came back a couple of years ago because I really missed the mountains and the city. And I'm so excited to be here at Fanaticon because I feel like comics don't have a really strong presence in Asheville. People just aren't really aware of them. I know Malaprops and Spellbound have nice little comic sections, but I think being in the heart of downtown, this show is going to do a lot to make people aware of all the different kinds of comics that are being made today, and there's something for everyone out there.
Especially your brand of comics. If I do call it, I call it a book. Great graphic novels, trade, whatever you want to call it. I don't see it as the typical stereotype comic book of capes, tights, and fights. They're very good stories and very sometimes fantasies, sometimes real. And I think it just relates to everyone. I'm speechless because I'm such a fan. How do you come up with that and not be part of this whole? Let's go here and make it a new Batgirl or Superman type story. How do you just keep it so unique?
I never really read superhero comics growing up. I read stuff more like Bayday, Tintin, Asterix. What else? And I got into ElfQuest a little bit. Mouse. So, I mean, the place that I'm coming from is basically, I just want to tell good stories that happen to be in comics form. You know, I'm a writer like any other writer, not specifically a comics writer.
I know you're promoting some other titles, which a lot of people are familiar with, but Mercury, let's talk about that. What's the story behind that?
Mercury is set in Nova Scotia, Canada, half in the present day and half in the 1850s, and it's the intertwined story of two girls and this buried treasure that was found and then found again.
I think it's great. It's funny. Did you see a lot of people bothering you waiting for this new book to arrive? Was it mostly off the popularity of Jiggers, or what do you think it was, or did you even see it at all coming?
I'm a little unclear on the question.
Well, on a personal, let me make it personal. My girlfriend and I were sitting on hands and needles for the new book. We heard on the street there's another book coming out. And did you feel that demand, or did you just say, I'll put it out like this? And
I try to not have any expectations about my books, you know, ever. It's, the important part for me is doing the work and, like, crafting the thing. And once it's out, it's like, it doesn't really belong to me anymore. It's something that's for other people, and you know, I'm out there promoting it and selling it, but
it's very inviting though. I feel like you're sharing, like, especially the way you illustrate, the stories are fantastic, and whether you have dialogue in them or not, I find it very, very fun and almost personal.
Yeah, they're definitely personal. Mercury is actually, a lot of the story came from, I wrote it when I was in Nova Scotia living there, and I was really kind of homesick for North Carolina, and I wanted to come back to Asheville. And the story is partly about the idea of home and what home means, you know, as a place that you come from and where you belong, but maybe also a place that can hold you back a little bit. So I was drawing on all those feelings and just plugging them into a different location. So it's definitely a personal story for me.
What's next? Do you want to tell us what you have going next, or are you there yet, or you just don't want to tell us?
I can totally talk about it. Right now I'm working on a graphic novel adaptation of Madeline L'Engle's A Wrinkle in Time, which is, I think, going to be out in 2012. So I'm really excited about that. It's the first story that I've illustrated that I didn't write. But, you know, I grew up with this story, so it feels like it's almost mine in a way. And I'm working on some other stuff that I can't talk about yet, but I'm really excited about that too.
I think that's great. I think it's awesome. Do you have a website or any information anyone can contact to get the book who's not going to be at any of the conventions or?
Yeah. My website is hopelarson.com. That's hopelarson.com. And you can get my books at probably any bookstore, any comic store. Just ask them to order it for you if they don't have it in stock.
Can we see you at any other conventions coming up? It's a big season, so.
I'm actually pretty much done for this year. I did Mocha in New York, Stumptown in Portland, and Fanaticon here. And I'll be at San Diego for like one day, but I'll just be floating around.
Hope, thank you so much. This is great. I'm happy to finally meet you. And I'm still a fan from far and always will be. And thank you so much again.
Thank you. Great to meet you.
Thank you.
Tony Stark makes you feel he's a cool exec with a heart of steel.
And Iron Man all gets a place. He fights and fights with his own race. A face and armor.
Iron Man.
A place and power.
Iron
Man. Dr. Banner felt it by gamma rays. Turned into the Hulk. Captain America throws his mighty shield. All those who chose to oppose his shield must yield. If he's led to a fight and a duel is due, then the red and the white and the blue will come through when Captain America throws his mighty shield.
All right, TL here back again. Super Duper Show. Foaming around. I'm hanging out with the two guys behind Stiff Magazine. You guys are?
Dave Harlequin, I'm the editor-in-chief.
And Dave Ward, I'm sales and editorial assistant.
You guys are awesome, man.
Thank you.
It's you guys bring in the true garage independent publication that everyone should experience. And it's great. But can you tell me more about, like, who you're trying to reach with Stiff Magazine and what kind of magazine is it?
Well, really, I mean, I honestly don't even exactly know how to respond to that question 100% because, I mean, we're not really trying to reach anybody in particular. You know, I mean, this is for absolutely everybody. I mean, anybody who's got a love of alternative culture, horror, or just straight up beautiful women. I mean, I think that's something that at least everybody can find something they like in.
We kind of get tired of all the over-commercialization of all of the other magazines that we see that are specifically based to what people like us would like. And, you know, after a while, it seems that it's more advertising than anything else in the magazines. It takes away from the content of it altogether. So we pretty much just kind of sat down and we're like, if we have ads, we have ads. If not, we can run it out of pocket with no problem and have more content in the magazine for everybody to enjoy.
That's what I like about it, because you can't label it. But it's just a cool ass magazine for the rock world. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To see. It's like a, if you want to call it, a Maximum magazine that I want to buy.
That's very interesting that you would say that, because when we first come up, Shane Trotter and I, our publisher who isn't here, but when we were first coming up with the idea for the title of the magazine, we, you know, juggled around with a few different things. We were at the time operating a website called graveyardgirls.net, which was basically an alternative modeling website, but that was really getting stale and we wanted to graduate up and do an actual printed publication. By the time we did that, of course, we're juggling around names and we're like, you know, we want to do this and this and this. We want to do basically everything like in a Stuff magazine or a Maxim magazine, but do it for everybody, you know, do it for us, for the underground. And sure enough, you know, we took the whole graveyard horror theme, combined that with the, you know, a play on kind of a jab at Stuff magazine. We come up with Stiff magazine, you know, like yeah, you know, it's got a nice ring to it. We even went as far as to go to stiffmag.com, kind of as just a little jab at the industry.
I think that's cool.
Pretty much started out with book and shows, along with another group called Single Cell out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Because they seemed to have a lot of DJs and a lot of girls followed them as well. When the girls saw our side of things and we were combining into the magazine, it was kind of a win-win for both parties.
What trips me out is, what's bringing two guys with a really, really sexy horror magazine catering to the not just goth but you know, not just Def Punk or not even just speed metal. But what's bringing two guys like you here on Free Comic Book Day?
Well, I think first and foremost, I'd like to state publicly that I'm a geek. I mean, I'm a nerd. I've loved comic books since I was 8 years old. Since my dad gave me my first Green Lantern comic. I'm not going to tell you how many years ago that was.
Sort of the same background for me. My father introduced me to comics because he was a comic nerd back in the 50s and 60s, and he still had a lot of his old comics, namely a lot of Superman, Batman, and Star Trek comics. Not only that, but it was kind of a family night where we would sit down on like late Saturday nights and watch Doctor Who on ETV.
Amen.
Hit Star Trek up on all of the local channels whenever they would run. You know, it was more of a family thing to go out and watch the sci-fi movies and the cartoon movies more than anything else. So I was kind of raised in the household as well, and just kind of escalated from there. I never left the lifestyle.
I think it hits all of us, you know, from every background,
yeah,
everything. And I was really hyper when I found out that Rob Zombie actually had an animated degree, not along with a film degree.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He does.
This guy does some magnificent stuff. He's got a comic line coming out now, also on the web as well. So where are you guys selling your magazine at? Are you selling it on the web? Are you selling
it? We're selling it everywhere, actually. Our distribution agent is Amazon Publishing Group, so those guys have been really, really good to us. Thanks to them, we are not obviously available on all the different Amazon sites across the world. We're available through Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Joseph Beth Booksellers, Davis Kidd Booksellers, etc. and so forth, as well as, more comic shops than I can think now. I mean, and lots of different, you know, indie bookstores and retailers and stuff.
It's really nice to actually have been able to find so many comic shops and like just so many independent stores that still exist, because that was one of the things that when we first started, we were like, okay, you know, we're on the web, we're, you know, in major sources. We need to hit the little guys too, because we are little guys as well. You know, we need to go and find all the comic shops, all the game stores, all the coalition of independent music stores, and see if they wanted to sell it. We've only had a couple of negative responses from the more like traditional comic shop guys that were like, yeah, you know, we just want to do the comics and all that. Kind of blew my mind to begin with, especially one guy that was in South Carolina. I mean, he was selling Spawn, and I'm like, you don't want to sell this magazine.
It's part of this group here, yeah. Man. It's a good marriage.
You know, so, I mean, I don't really take like a negative approach with any of it. I mean, it's totally up to the individuals. If they want to carry the magazine, they do. And, you know, we've been lucky. We've been fortunate. A lot of people have liked it, and a lot of people have caught on to it. And I'm just really thankful that we've got all the distribution we do.
Now, Stiff Magazine. Any spinoffs? Or what's next?
Well, a few of our photographers have actually put together a little more mature-rated photograph compilation called Stiff After Dark. They're looking for another publisher right now because of the content. Amazon won't publish it.
We have one. I think I can announce that.
Oh, okay.
I think we're allowed to. Now, we have a lot of red tape. We have a lot of red tape, you know, with things we can and cannot announce. I guess it's the part of business that sucks.
I understand.
You know, but no, we actually were signed for the art book through Lulu Publishing, and they're going to run that. But it is an MA-18 rated mag. It is not related exactly to Stiff Magazine. It's totally an extra, and it's not going to be available anywhere but on our website.
Yeah, there's a. We're not going to do any kind of print distribution as far as like putting it in stores or anything, because it's not exactly the entire staff. Like I said, it's a lot of our photographers that we use now got together, and a lot of our models as well. I mean, they enjoy doing our shoots, but they also enjoy doing more of the risque shoots as well that we don't want to put in the magazine just for the general public. So that all came together between those two groups and just decided to call it Stiff After Dark.
Guys, can we see a calendar in the future at all with your models from the magazine?
I don't see why not. There's already been talk of that, actually.
There actually has, yeah.
We're working on a lot of projects. First and foremost is our live events. And, I mean, we appear at lots of them. Obviously, we're at one now. We'll be at Fanaticon in 2 weeks here in Asheville. You know, we've got countless other conventions lined up. Like, in the summer, we'll be heading down to Jacksonville, Florida for Ancient City Con. October, we'll be heading down to Orlando for Spooky Empire's Horror Weekend. And as well as there's talk of Dragon Con, there's talk of a few others, and HeroesCon as well in Charlotte, and Con Carolinas as well.
Both going
Charlotte.
On in the same weekend, about 20 minutes apart from each other.
That's going to be interesting. Divide and conquer. But
yeah, half of us are going to be at HeroesCon and the other half at Con Carolinas.
You guys got a whole strategy going.
We're trying, man. The point is, though, I mean, you know, we're doing all the live events. We're going to be soon bringing out our own live events and returning with our annual Miss Nightmarica pageant, which is pretty much think everything Stiff Magazine, but in a beauty pageant form. We do it once a year, usually down at Ground Zero in Spartanburg. Basically, we do the contest is, of course, prize money for the winners. But in addition to that, they're also guaranteed a feature as a model in Stiff Magazine. And thankfully, we're not all that great at throwing events. So, you know, our event director, Torch, who also owns Single Cell Productions out of Charlotte, longtime friend of mine, and he come on board with us, and he's doing a lot of good stuff and booking a lot of great events for us.
So, okay, you guys got a lot of badass stuff going on. Where can we check? You got an internet, website you could promote?
Yes.
Or anything?
Yes.
How we contact you guys?
Stiffmag.com. All of our contact information is on the website for each of us, emails and such. Also, you can go to Amazon.com and either order a print or any of the other sellers. If you really don't feel like having a print magazine, we also have a Kindle edition through Amazon as well.
I highly recommend the Kindle version for the iPhone or iPod Touch, being that... you know, it just seems to be the preferred method that people like to go.
That's cool, man. That's
Matter of fact, I have it on my iPhone now, and it looks great.
I have an iPod Touch with both copies as well.
Well, really, really cool magazine from the two Daves, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes a Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there goes a Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, wealth and fame, he's ignored, action is his reward to him. Life is a great big bang, wherever there's a hang, you'll find a Spider-Man.
To contact us here at the Super Duper Show, just type in Super Duper Show on Facebook, connect with us on our page, or drop us an email at superduper@aol.com.
I wanna be in dark. cartoons I wanna be in, cartoons I wanna be in, cartoons I wanna be in.